Fiona Ritchie here. It's the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Battlefield Band with their Eli Parker set of tunes, named for the inspirational Native American of the 19th century, civil engineer, diplomat, anthropologist, commissioner of Indian Affairs and lawyer, but denied certification as such because at the time Native Americans were not considered US citizens, like immigrants in the land to which they had always belonged. It's a track from Battlefield Band's album The Road of Tears, which takes the subject of people's displacement as its theme. And emigration has always been a fact of life, more or less, at different times in the history of the various Celtic nations, and it's given rise to some very powerful music speaking for the emigrants' experience. The songs of the Boys of the Loch, Dolores and Sean Keen, Mick Maloney, will take us back to days gone by, but the tragedies of displaced people are replayed with each passing year, and so it continues today, giving these old songs, sadly, a timeless quality. Mary Black on the Way with Paddy's Lamentation, a classic song of Irish immigration. Woody Guthrie was an eloquent spokesman for the displaced, for the migrant worker. Here's Solace with Woody Guthrie's Pastures of Plenty.
Sure, that's to hold your noise and listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. Here's you boys, now take my advice. to America I'll have is not becoming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, I sold me horse and cow, me little pigs and sow, my little plot of land I soon did part with, and me sweetheart bid me gee, I'm afraid I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken-hearted. Here's you boys, now take my advice, to America I'll have you not becoming. There is nothing here but war, where the modern cannons roar. But I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed on. Our fortunes to be made, we were thinking. When we got to Yankee land, they shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. He said, if you get shot or lose your leg, every mother's son of yous will get a pension. Well, myself, I lost me leg, they gave me a wooden peg. And be God, this is the truth to you I mention. Here's you boys, now take my advice, to America I'll have yes not becoming. There is nothing here but war, where the modern cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
Ready to bear away. Come, come, raise o'er the storm, me say. Our snow-white sails, they are unfurled, and soon we'll wave in a watery world. Do not forget, love, do not grieve, for the heart is true and it can't deceive. my heart and hand I will give to thee. So farewell, my love, and remember me. Farewell, my love, as bright as pearl, my lovely dark-haired blue-eyed girl. And when I'm sailing the stormy sea, I hope in Ireland you'll think on me. Do not forget, love, do not grieve, for the heart is true and it can deceive. My heart and I will give to thee. So farewell, my love, and remember me. Our ship is ready to bear away. Come, comrades, o'er the storm we sail. Sails, they are unfurled, and soon we'll wave in a watery world.
Cathal McConnell and Boys of the Loch with Farewell and Remember Me. And Mary Black sang before that in the powerful voices of 19th century Irish immigrants to the United States. The scenes change, but the plight of the refugee echoes through time. The archipelago of St Kilda lies 40 miles west of the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. That's remote. People lived there from prehistoric times with very little contact with the mainland until the mid-19th century. Increasing contact with the outside world set in motion a gradual loss of self-sufficiency on St Kilda, and that led to the evacuation of the island in 1930. The natives were of Hebridean stock, they spoke Gaelic, and they had a love of music. These dances and the slow air coming up are from St Kilda. It's Farewell to St Kilda from the Whistlebinkies, with Gaelic singer Kathleen McInnes ahead too.
Thank you. valoch geik na cúdich vór Cáid fil clown na dúnia cór Ial eich ddiwm nua dda mi og Mas rodw eich gain a ffasoch Ha tri fichyd blion sa tri On gag mi dw eich fich gain Cáid fil gilion og moch ddi Sna nyn ag yn hoboiach Helyr hawn ish na dwy Gydn yn bawn trach nad o'ch lwys Yn miliag yr ein o eddan glwag Ron o ddyn dwad o tliawd ie Hied yw chat y fled chwyd ffail Sled chwyd car just yn y gael Gym bawn a new hern fad y hael Gym biar yw dys laf ddiwm Fan diwch cat y fel hwad i Cat y fel do ddwn yn sîd An dy chwm i adw Fon oer sbon stri Han diw y misg na'n glarf Mo falach geig na cwyd i'ch fôr Cat fel clawn na'n dyn y cof I al eich ddiwm Nw'r fam i og Mas rodw eich gai na ffasach
From Derrike we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were taken on board by a pleasant crew bound for Amerike. Fresh water we did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we'd run short, gone to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. We sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks, and no one to pity poor me. It was so, which makes me think more on the lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet lies a dear, likewise unto Derry town. Go back and I'll wear the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Farewell to Erin and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore, Dolores Keane and John Faulkner with Eamon Curran, from whom more later. Kathleen McInnes sang in Scots Gaelic of the relentless forced depopulation of the Highland County of Sutherland to make way for sheep in the 19th century. Hear more from Battlefield Band's The Road of Tears, also Mick Maloney and one of his songs documenting the Irish-American experience. It's all ahead with programme playlists available to you online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Richie here. Mick Maloney's years of painstaking, fascinating and fun research have documented the history of the Irish in America, largely through the vast repertoire of music they made to record their stories. He gathers and performs the songs as treasures in their own right, Paddy on the Railroad from Mick Maloney coming up, but he also does so in solidarity with all oppressed and displaced groups who carried then and now the burdens of the refugee. And Battlefield Band with Alan Reid speak for them too in The Road of Tears.
They came at dawn from out the darkness, swords and torches in their hands. They said it was the chieftain's orders, clear the hillsides and the glens. No more we'd smell the broom and the heather, share the bannock with our kin, be laid to rest beside our fathers. It almost broke our hearts and minds to board the ship of tears. Board the ship of tears. We crossed the sea to flee the hunger, wasted rags of skin and bone. The fields we left were black and barren, a ravaged land no longer home. The coffin ships were filled with mourning, we'd one last look back to the land. The quiet men, the women keening, it almost broke our hearts and minds to leave the fields of tears, to leave the fields, the fields of tears. In floods and covered wagons drove across our ancient lands. They set to scorn our elders' wisdom, take the path their Lord commands. They stole our hills, they stole our rivers, the Mother Earth with whom we're joined. They led us from our spirit fathers. It almost broke our hearts and minds to walk the trail of tears, to walk the trail. They came came in hordes across the desert, storms of dust that sear the skin. They said they'd come for our oppressor, they would make a meal of him. They said that we would air our freedom and come to see their ways right. But still we weep and we are bleeding. They have not won our hearts and minds, we're on the road. Never ends, the road of tears, the road of tears.
In 1841, I did as plenty more have done. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, me corduroy breeches still were new. I joined up with an Irish crew to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee. A finer lass you never did see, while working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844, I strayed along Columbia's shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were sore from working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive, I thought it no more time to strive, while working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1846, I said goodbye to spade and picks, and I changed me trade to carrying bricks from working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway.
railway.
In 1847, when Daniel O'Connell, he was in heaven, little Paddy was going on 11, and I still worked on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.
The Greenfields of America live with a set of reels featuring Mick Maloney on Things Stringed, and before that with the song Paddy on the Railway. No matter where they come from, songs of emigration might speak of destitution and persecution, or perhaps of adventure and hope. But more than anything else, they usually convey a feeling of loss, especially if they speak for those left behind. Here's Sean Keane.
As thought of my when you're far away from the home you'll soon be leaving. It's many's the time by night and by day when your heart will be sorely grieving for the stranger's land may be bright and fair, rich in his treasures golden. You'll pine, I know, for days long, long ago, and the one that is never olden. A storm of cree in the stranger's land. There is plenty of wealth and wailing, where gems adorn the great and the grand. Their faces with hunger paling, when the road is tiresome and hard to tread, and the lights of their cities blind you. Oh, turn the stone to wear and shawl, and the one that you leave behind you. As thought of my when the evening over mountain and sea is falling. Oh, turn the stone and then you list, and maybe you'll hear me calling for the sound of a voice you will surely miss. Somebody speedily returning, a room, won't you come back soon to the one that will always love you?
Thank you.
Davy Spillane and May Morning Dew, and Sean Keane sang Storm Ó Chri, a set of tunes from his sister Dolores Keane, John Faulkner and Eamon Curran, coming up here on the Thistle and Shamrock, and our radio programme comes to you each week from Scotland. You'll find our playlists posted online. Look for this week's one within just a couple of days at thistleradio.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up our free podcast. A set of recent programme playlists is always available by regular mail too. If you're interested in pursuing that, just mention this week's programme, Road of Tears, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Here are Dolores Keane, John Faulkner and Eamon Curran for you now with The Reels, Farewell to Connacht and Farewell to Ireland. Thanks a lot for joining me. I hope I can count on your company next week too. Find out more about the Thistle and Shamrock on the web at thistleradio.com. Connect on Twitter at Fiona Ritchie or via Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from Hear Music with Voice of Ages, the Chieftains' 50th anniversary album featuring Bon Iver, the Decembrists and others, now at Starbucks. The Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, for 40 years working to improve health and healthcare, on the web at rwjf.org. This is NPR Music.